Here's a look at your news for this Saturday morning. Iowa's 4th District Republican Congressman Steve King has scheduled a town hall meeting for this afternoon to be held here in Lamar's. King will appear at the Plymouth County Historical Museum at 3 p.m. He is scheduled to be at Lamar's for an hour. The town hall meeting is open to the public. Attendees are asked to use the south door that enters the old central gymnasium for that town hall meeting. This is King's 8th town hall meeting for this year. King has indicated that he will hold town hall meetings in each of the 39 counties within his district. Republican state lawmakers Dr. Tom Jennery and Jim Carlin will be in Hinton this morning for a constituent meeting. The duo will hold a meeting at the Hinton Community Center beginning at 9 a.m. to discuss legislative issues and to answer questions. That meeting also is open to the public. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office continues its investigation of a dead body that was discovered near the Floyd River west of Sheldon on Tuesday, March 26. The Iowa State Medical Examiner performed an autopsy on that body on Thursday, March 28 at the State Crime Lab in Ankeny. According to the State Medical Examiner, the cause of death is still yet to be determined. However, on Wednesday, the Iowa State Medical Examiner was able to confirm the identity of the deceased body through the use of fingerprints. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office has further confirmed the identity of the body by matching the tattoos with arrest records. The deceased body is that of Corey Allen Wright, age 27, with the last known address of Sheldon. If you have any information about Wright or this case, you are asked to contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. And if you wish to remain anonymous, you may use their text-a-tip program by texting 274-637 and entering SCSO in the message body, followed by your tip. Now, the 12th annual Siouxland Garden Show continues through today. This year, the Garden Show moves back to familiar territory. It will be held at the Delta Center, formerly known as the Marina Inn Conference Center in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Caitlin Brinkerhoff serves as Woodbury County Extension horticultural educator and says during the 2 days, more than 24 different speakers will be offering educational sessions.
So we're actually going to have 24 presentations this year. We have a couple doubles on some similar topics, such as gardening for pollinators, but they're done by two different professionals. So you'll get a little bit of a different taste in both those.
Brinkerhoff says that a couple of educational sessions will focus on the invasive emerald ash borer that has been detected in several Iowa counties and also nature photography.
So the emerald ash borer has been a really big topic, and we have two presenters on invasive insects. We have John Ball from SDSU that's going to be coming down. He's part of South Dakota's Extension. And then we also have Rich Pope, who is a former ISU Extension Outreach Specialist, and he's going to also be talking about invasive insects. Some other topics that are really interesting, we have some new things coming in, like starting seeds indoors that's going to be taught by a master gardener, and then also nature photography by two different photographers.
In addition, there will also be educational seminars focusing on the various aspects of garden care, landscaping, and creating a butterfly habitat. Brinkerhoff says that the garden show will feature more than 40 exhibitors, and attendees will have the opportunity to purchase plants, flowers, and crafts. There will also be features appealing to children to the Iowa State University Insect Zoo will also be on hand.
So we do have a children's area, but then also on Saturday from 1 to 3, we have the ISU Insect Zoo coming down. That's really geared to children or anybody that really loves insects and wants to get a little hands-on with them. So it's going to be 1 to 3 on Saturday, the Insect Zoo.
The Garden Show will also host a winter farmers market. Admission is just $5. With children under 12, they can get in for free. That is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.